A reading from the first book of Moses, commonly called Genesis. In those days, Jacob arose at night and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons, and crossed over the ford of Jabbok. He took them, sent them over a brook, and sent over what he had. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaks." But he said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" He said, "Jacob." And he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with men, and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked, saying, "Tell me your name, I pray." And he said, "Why is it that you ask about my name?" And he blessed him there. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." Just as he crossed over Peniel, the sun rose on him, and he limped on his hip. Therefore, to this day, the children of Israel do not eat the muscle that shrank, which is on the hip socket, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hip in the muscle that shrank. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia. Alleluia. After I have been raised, says the Lord, I will go before you into Galilee. Alleluia.
A reading from the first epistle of Blessed John the Apostle. Brethren, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree as one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia. Alleluia. After 8 days, when the doors were shut, Jesus stood in the midst of his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
The continuation of the Holy Gospel according to Saint John.
Glory be.
At that time, the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here, and look at my hands, and reach your hand here, and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The Apostle writes that if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which he has testified of his Son, that there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree as one. So you have the divine testimony that Jesus is God. You have the Holy Gospel, the historic fact that God took on flesh, that he suffered and died and rose again. You have this testimony by the Word of God. Faith hears and believes. For faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the instrument of holy desire. It is the arm that apprehends Christ. It is the organ that receives the word of God unto salvation. And by it, saving faith, you believe what you cannot see. And that's what true faith is. There is no greater human expression than that of true faith. Indeed, it is a divine gift. Hope quickens the spirit. Hope cheers the heart. Hope brings courage and confidence in the darkest situations. Hope clings to its object, even when all the evidence seems to be to the contrary. Faith brings strength, even in the face of disappointment, struggle, affliction, and yes, even in the face of death. So the apostle writes that faith is the evidence of things not seen. Consider that for a moment. Faith is evidence. That you have faith is evidence, it is proof that the Word of God works. And that is proof that the Word of God is true. The Holy Gospel word that converts, changes hearts, and gives life. Your faith is proof. If what you hope for is physically before you, it does not require faith. It requires sight and touch. Requiring to see and requiring to touch is not faith, it's doubt. And so it was with Thomas. Unless I see, he said, I will not believe. But Thomas has good company. The patriarch Jacob, too, required proof. But Thomas and Jacob, they had both been face to face with the same God, the second person of the Holy Trinity. And like Thomas, Jacob demanded proof. Thomas wanted to touch and see. Jacob wanted more. He touched and he saw. And then he wanted to know his name. He wanted proof positive of who the man was that he wrestled with. But we don't call him doubting Jacob, do we? We call him Israel, the father of the faithful, the father of God's chosen people. Doubt is antithetical to faith. Doubt is synonymous with unbelief. Doubt crushes hope. And truth be told, each of you has doubted. Your flesh, too, has railed against trusting in the unseen. Perhaps it has been in a quiet, unspoken moment, wondering whether an assertion of Holy Scripture is really true. Or perhaps it has been a dark thought, a harsh word, a sinful or lustful desire. Perhaps that desire has found expression in your words, in your actions. Such sin, and it is sin, is simply an expression of unbelief. Unbelief dashes hope, and without hope, without faith, life is dark indeed, and so is the life to come. But God loves you, and in his mercy, in his grace, he does not abandon you to unbelief. He did not abandon Jacob. He did not forsake Thomas. He came to him personally. And so the same Son of God that wrestled with Jacob, the same Son of God that revealed himself to Thomas, comes to you. The unseen Spirit, the Spirit that he sends, works faith in you, that you trust in what you cannot see. And that faith is evidence. It is evidence of the unseen, the substance of that which you hope for. Saving faith hopes in Christ. And Christ works and strengthens faith by his Spirit. He works faith in you, where before there was only doubt. He forgives your sins, that your doubts be driven away. And the very word by which he works is the word of hope for you. For in it you hear that Christ died for you. He died for all your sins. He settled your debt with God. He lay lifeless 3 days in the tomb, and then he fulfilled the hope of all men of all time. He conquered the very enemies that caused doubt, sin, death, and the devil. So in Christ you have hope. It is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. Whatever is born of God, the apostle writes, overcomes the world. By the Spirit, you are born from above, born in the womb of the church, born in holy baptism. That is the victory that has overcome the world, your faith. For you believe that Jesus is the Son of God. You believe he died for you. You believe he rose for you. You believe that he came by water and blood, the water and blood that spilled forth from his riven side. Hear then the testimony of John. Thomas was invited to place his hand into that holy wound. But the scriptures do not record Thomas doing so, simply the invitation. Thomas heard, he saw, he believed. And what he believed is yours to hear this day. The hands of the risen Christ bore the prints of the nails. His side was opened by the spear, and through that water and blood, you enter the body of Christ, his holy church. He is the Christ born of Mary, the crucified one. He is the risen one. And these things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you have life in his name. Believing, you have the forgiveness that he won. Believing, you have the peace that he alone can bring. Whatever the world places before you in Christ, you can overcome it. Even death for you becomes but a door to new and better life. Believing, you have the forgiveness that the risen Christ breathed into his disciples. That forgiveness breathed upon you this day in the proclamation of the Holy Gospel. You hear the divine word and you inhale the life-giving breath of Christ by the Spirit that dwells in you. And that you be certain, that you not doubt, Christ comes to you unseen with visible elements. Water and word bear him, bread and wine bear him. You hear and believe, and you eat Christ. And the Spirit, the water, and the blood, they testify, and they agree, three agreeing as one. They agree in their testimony of the only God, the triune God, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, who are one. This is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. It is the witness which Thomas believed. What Thomas asked for is freely given to you. You have the record of the Lord's appearance to Thomas, and you have the proof of his resurrection. And what God would never give Jacob, he gives to you. More than letting you know his name, he scribes his name upon you. You are marked as his by the deposit of the Holy Spirit. You eat the body of Christ and you drink his blood. And blessed are you who have not seen and yet have believed. The tomb is empty. Christ is risen. A blessed Easter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.